AI Act, European Parliament approves simplification measures and Nudifier app ban. A press release from the European Parliament. The simplification measures aim to support companies as they comply with the AI Act while maintaining the law's main provisions and risk-based approach. The European Parliament has given its final approval to the amendment of certain rules within the European Union's AI Act as part of the Digital Omnibus Package. The vote passed with 423 votes in favor, 57 against, and 174 abstentions. New deadlines. The legislation postpones the application of certain parts of the AI Act to ensure that the necessary standards and support measures are in place. Obligations on high-risk AI systems will apply from the 2nd of December 2027 for standalone high-risk AI systems, and from the 2nd of August 2028 for AI systems embedded as safety components and covered by European Union sectoral legislation on safety and market surveillance. The law also delays the application of watermarking obligations on AI-generated content until the 2nd of December 2026. By this time, AI-generated content will have to be labeled in a machine-readable way to increase transparency. A ban on Nudifier apps. The law bans AI systems that generate child sexual abuse material or create images, videos, and audio depicting an identifiable person's intimate parts or sexually explicit activities without their consent. Providers will not be allowed to place these systems on the European Union market unless they come with adequate technical safeguards to prevent the creation of such material. The prohibition also applies to deployers using them for this purpose. Companies will have until the 2nd of December 2026 to bring their systems in line, reducing overlaps and centralizing enforcement. Other changes to the AI Act include the removal of overlapping requirements on AI for machinery products by clarifying that they only need to comply with sectoral safety while ensuring an equivalent level of health and safety. They also include a clearer definition of what qualifies as a safety component, meaning that products with AI functions that only assist users or optimize performance will not automatically face high-risk obligations if their failure or malfunction does not pose health or safety risks. The changes include the possibility to process personal data where strictly necessary to detect and correct biases with proper safeguards in both high-risk and non-high-risk AI systems. They include the extension to small mid-cap enterprises of the exemptions from certain rules already granted to small and medium-sized enterprises to support their growth. And they include streamlined enforcement of certain general-purpose AI systems within the European Union's AI Office. Quotes. During the plenary debate, co-rapporteur for the Internal Market and Consumer Protection Committee, Arba Kokolari of the European People's Party Sweden, said, "To all the entrepreneurs and engineers out there, we are pressing the pause button on the AI Act and we are reducing red tape. It must be simpler to build the future's tech companies in Europe and to stay in Europe so we can become an AI continent. Do that and we can ensure our prosperity, our security, and our future. We are also getting rid of duplication of rules for machine products and we are reducing reporting obligations to help companies. We are also banning AI systems that generate child sexual abuse material." Co-rapporteur for the Civil Liberties, Justice and Home Affairs Committee, Michael McNamara of Renew Europe, Ireland, said, "This omnibus was about establishing legal certainty by extending certain timelines while preserving the AI Act's architecture and strengthening protections where possible. We agreed to a limited change on machinery products with clear safeguards and secured an outright ban on AI nudification apps. They impact real people, overwhelmingly women, with the purpose of humiliating, degrading, and objectifying them. I'm proud that this parliament fought for the ban, which will enter into force before the end of this year." Next steps. Before the law can enter into force, it still needs to be adopted formally by the Council. Most of the provisions of the AI Act will start to apply on the 2nd of August, 2026. Background. The legislation adopted today is part of the 7th Omnibus Package on Simplification proposed by the European Commission on the 19th of November 2025, the Digital Omnibus. Parliament is currently working on two other proposals, one amending the data use and data protection laws, and another establishing European business wallets.